Hello. So, welcome to the 3M podcast. I am sounding extraordinarily chipper, given the fact that this episode almost didn't fucking happen. So, that's good. But the reason I'm sounding chipper is because we are on the brink of a technological breakthrough, my friends. So first of all, how are you? Hope you're well. My name is Jess. I'm recording this in Australia. I'm from New Zealand. This is a 3M podcast. What is the 3M podcast and why is that its name? Well, it's all those conversations that you might have at 3 a.m, which means that we might talk about aliens. We might talk about conspiracies. We might talk about that one guy that you liked in high school that you thought didn't like you, but now that you think about it, he was actually like trying to date you the whole time. And now you're like really shook because you're like, gosh dang, is this something that I'm carrying with me into my adult life, and that's why I'm forever alone, you know, just generic fun things like that. So today, why did today's episode almost not happen? Well, I actually had a very, 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 very cool episode for you. And the only reason I'm saying that is because I can't re-record it now because I use a lot of my mental capacity, but I am going to re-record it or do the same thing next week. So the next episode will be the episode that you would have gotten today, so it's not a teaser trailer too much, but I did record it. It came to just over an hour, including my intro and everything, but it was fun, hip, it was a vibe. And then because I recorded it straight into Anchor, because I've been doing that the last couple of episodes because I'm lazy. And it just said uploading, and it said uploading, and it froze on uploading, and I put like a really angry Instagram story on the 3am podcast Instagram. Check it out at the 3am podcast, showing that it had been frozen, and it was frozen. It stayed frozen for about 2 hours. And then I tried to exit out of it, and it said, you know, are you sure? Because things haven't saved. So I said, okay, no, I'm not sure. I'll go back to it. So I went back to it. And then I mindlessly went to watch Wizards of Waverly Place on Disney Plus, which I'm only using the trial of. I don't think I'll go much past the trial time. And basically mindlessly clicked OK to that pop-up that said, you know, actually you want to exit, you might lose some stuff. So after waiting all in all for about 3 hours for it to try and upload, maybe 2.5 hours, I basically deleted the whole episode. So this episode is thankfully getting recorded and brought to you through GarageBand or GarageBand or whatever. GarageBand? GarageBand. Garage? Garage. So I won't have those uploading issues. But yeah, today is fun. The reason we are on the brink of a technological breakthrough is because I have wanted to be able to interview people for a little while. So as I said, I live in Australia. I'm not from Australia, which means a lot of my friends live back in New Zealand. I've got some friends down in Melbourne, some friends in Sydney. One of my friends has just become like a mid-haul flight attendant, so who the fuck knows where she's going to be. But I've wanted the ability to interview people without them having to be right here and have decent quality for a while. And then my housemate, who has her own podcast, this is foreshadowing, by the way, found that you can actually take a call through Skype and then download that call and then put that into GarageBand, whatever. And it records the audio from both sides. So my housemate, Kayla, as I said, she has a podcast, so she has her own microphone. So hopefully we'll be getting microphone quality from that side. And then I, again, shout out to Dave, as per, have a microphone on the side. Weird brag for a podcast that there's a microphone. So we will be testing it. Now we are housemates, so I'm assuming she's just gonna sit in her room and I'm gonna sit in mine, because you know it's difficult to get mics to not kind of react to each other when you don't know what the fuck you're doing with technology. Such as, well, I can't speak for Kayla, but I'm just gonna assume and then speak for myself. So yeah, it's a little bit of a weird vibe with the fact that we are Don't mind me. Just got a text message. Let me see. Oh.
That is my sales pitch, and I'm sticking to it.
Wow. When you get exposed for your, like, having your own videos. Ooh, fun. Okay. That was a weird little sidetrack, but basically, one of my friends that I work with is on maternity leave and might be coming to visit, so that is fun. Shout out to you. If you're listening, you know who you are. Don't want to name dox you. Not that I can, because I feel like half of everyone at work is pregnant. So yeah, it's going to be a fun vibe. Kayla's podcast is very different to mine. It's like you listen to my podcast and then need her podcast to recover from my podcast. It's just very calm, very structured, very like thought-provoking. It's just like it's smart and it's classy and it's all of that good stuff that maybe isn't necessarily this podcast. So it'll be a very cool vibe to mix it up and see what happens. Oh my god, Siri.
Go ahead.
No, I didn't talk to you, Siri.
Okay.
Ugh. Literally, what a stalker. So yeah, it'll be a vibe. Anyway, I'm gonna go and grab myself a snack. It should be an adult snack. But it's gonna be like a 5-year-old snack, because I am going to have some vanilla ass ice cream. Do you know what I'm gonna put on it? Cocoa. I'm gonna put cocoa on my ice cream. So I'm gonna go and do that, and then when I come back, I will be with Kayla. Okay, bye.
Go.
Avoid legal snags by telling people they're being recorded. Kayla, you're being recorded.
Wow. I'd just like to thank... No, wait.
You're like, I do not consent. How fucking dare you? No, welcome. Welcome to the 3AM podcast, Kayla.
Woohoo!
How
so
does
glad
it...
to be here.
Yeah.
Really good to be here. Thank you.
Very, very good. So I've given you a little bit of an intro. I've told the people that we're in the same house, but just, you know, different parts of the house, because gotta test out the Skype business. But I suppose introduce yourself. Tell the people who you are and what you do and your TFN.
Well, yeah, just to confirm, I can't actually see Jess right now. I'm staring at a white wall in the lounge room. But my name is Kayla and I'm 27. I live a life full of love and compassion for myself and those around me, and the environment and the animals. So yeah, that's me.
A life of, and how would you describe your life of compassion? What does that consist of?
Oh, well, it consists of a lot of emotion. Some good and some bad. There's no coming back from this. What have I just said? Hear me out. Hear me out, Jess.
Okay. I've
got a point I want to make. You know, this is for the children, because the children need me.
And that's all with Kayla.
Did you say that's all good, Kayla?
Yeah, so that concludes our interview with Kayla. No, so the children need you. Okay, let's explore that.
Well, yeah, I just love and compassion. What do I mean by that? Well, I feel like my life is to be lived, not just for me, but to help people around me and, you know, to help change the world, as corny as that sounds. That's just sort of where I come from everything that I do. So if I could think of anything that describes me as a person, that would probably be it.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like that. Now, I said that you have a podcast.
Yeah.
Would you like to say, what is your podcast about? What is it called? And how can people find you at the end of this if they want to see what you're all about?
Well, my podcast is called You're Worth It .podcast. And it's all about creating a happy life using your mindset as the vehicle. And every week I talk about different things depending on what's inspiring me at the time. And I also do guided meditation as well. So head over and give it a listen if you're interested in meditation, if you're wanting to live a happy life.
Love it. Imagine if after that, though, you were like, turn this podcast off and go to my podcast right now. I'd be like, wow, she's gone rogue. Okay. So as I said, I Googled a list of interview questions. And I figured we can just go through. If you have any questions, you can throw them back. If you just want to go off on a tangent, you're more than welcome to do so. It is the 3am podcast because there's really no limit. You can just talk about anything. If you start off talking about cabbages and you end up talking about alien conspiracies, then that's A-OK by me. But I suppose, so your podcast is about... not about, but you include like guided meditations and whatnot. What would you say is the most common myth about meditation, or like a common misconception about meditation?
Maybe that it doesn't work, because it does. And also, yeah, I would probably say that's the biggest misconception, that it's just a time to relax and go to sleep or just do nothing, which is a misconception, because it's actually all about going within and finding space to hear and understand your own emotions and feelings so you can really tune into your true authentic self, because life is so full of busyness and we often think we are our mind, which is telling us to do this and to not do that, and telling us that meditation won't work, or that every time you meditate, you just fall asleep or you don't get anything out of it. Well, all of that is just busyness of the mind, and to actually meditate is to go past that, beyond that, and into a realm of, or a state of just completely being your true and authentic self without any attachment to your thoughts or your feelings. So once you actually achieve that, then you'll understand the power of meditation and how it can actually change your life.
So have you yourself had that where you felt like meditation was just, you know, the thing that you did to make yourself fall asleep, or, you know, like you just sitting in silence for a couple of minutes? Like, did you have to get yourself past that? And if so, how did you do that?
Yeah, look, there's been times where I have meditated and it hasn't been effective, but I was fortunate in the sense that one of the first times I meditated, I had an amazing experience. It was actually at the end of a yoga class, a Bikram yoga class. And it's really good to meditate after you've been active or you've done something to connect you to your body and out of your mind. And that's what yoga does. So you're focusing so much on holding each pose. You've already got that. You've already gone within to yourself. And then so to meditate after that, it's quite a nice transition, because you've already shut off from a lot of the external distractions and you've taken the first step of tuning in. So one of the first times I meditated, I just had this overwhelming experience. I had tears rolling down my eyes, And all I could feel around me was just this love and appreciation for myself. And it was really such a spiritual experience. And so once I had that experience, I knew that there was something to it. And I wanted so badly to get back there again. And I did meditation from time to time, and I wouldn't always get there, because it doesn't matter if you've had a really good experience meditating once, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen every single time you meditate. And it is quite spiritual. And I was actually going to say that one of the misconceptions is that it is really woohoo and spiritual, but the thing is, it actually is. That's not a myth, but I think you have to be open to that to really get the benefits. And so I'll always forever chase that feeling. And I think the more you do it, the easier it becomes to know when you can and can't tap into that and know the difference and know that, oh, okay, it's just an off day, or, you know, I'm not going to find that peace in this moment. I'll try again, but not to completely throw it out the window and discount it altogether.
So the concept of, you know, meditation being quote unquote woohoo and spiritual, why do you think that like freaks some people out?
I think it's like religion. It's something that is, I guess, down to the individual on whether or not they want to believe in it. So if it's something that is seen as taboo, or something that people in their family or in their socioeconomic circle don't actually practice or believe in, then to them that's going to be a strange concept. And, you know, I do think that you can be a certain religion, whatever it is, and still incorporate the practice of meditation. And I know all different religions do, people that aren't religious. But I think that it can cross over to a spiritual realm, and you can consider that to be God, or you can consider that to be your higher self or angels or whatever religion, Buddha or whatever it might be, Muhammad. You know, there's whatever it might be. If you reach that spiritual state, I guess it's up to the individual what they want to believe in, what they want to believe that external source is. For me and my own personal belief, I'm not religious. I put it down to more a higher self and a spirituality that isn't defined by religion as such. Mm. Yeah.
And at the end of the day, like, what's the worst that can happen, you know? Like, the worst case scenario, I suppose, if someone gave meditation a try. So, like, for example, me, fucking absolutely just not good at quietening, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Like, shutting my mind up. But I'm sure that if I practiced that and gave it a go, that I would get better. And things like mindfulness for me is, like, a really good, for lack of a better term, gateway drug, because it allows me to just, like, stop, like, leave my phone in a different room, go and, like, try and think. It's like my gateway drug to meditation. But, like, for anyone that was curious about it but was like, oh, you know, maybe it is a little bit too spiritual or a little bit too, like, I don't know, fluffy or whatever, like, nothing bad can come of just giving it a go. Like, worst case scenario, it doesn't go how you want it to go, but best case scenario, it goes better than you thought it would go. So, like,
exactly.
Yeah. What's the
exactly
harm of trying, basically?
And I think something that should be considered and is a bit of a risk is that in those moments of quiet, you might be faced with something that is quite confronting. So you got to think, if we've got all of these distractions going on around us, and it's not just the distractions that we choose, it's the everyday life that we live. Life is complicated for us. So to be able to have 24 hours a day of complete zen is impossible in the life that we live, unless we want to go and become someone who practices meditation 24/7 in some sort of a camp, or, you know, as a Buddhist monk or whatever it might be. You know, it's virtually impossible to live a normal life working a 9-to-5 job and whatnot without having moments of distraction and frustration and whatnot. So I think something to remember is that in those moments where you are quiet, you might be faced with things that you don't like, and that's a part of the process of healing, and that's what the benefit of meditation is, because all of those things that are buried down inside that aren't realized eventually can turn into disease and can come out in some other form, whether it's a moment of rage or whether it's later on down the track. So when the unconscious mind is ready to release these things that it feels like you can deal with, it will in those moments of quiet. So it's not always going to be the most pleasant experience, but I think if you keep persisting and that you, if you do have an attitude of, okay, I'm going to meet this with love and compassion. And that's sort of why I said that at the beginning, is because I truly believe if you have that as your motivation for everything, to deal with everything that pops up, then you can't fail.
And that is, so I've spoken to someone who said, I know that this person listens to the podcast as well, so they're going to be like, wow, I'm not going to say your name so you can relax. But they said that they don't like mindfulness because mindfulness makes them really furious. And I mean, I feel like you probably already know where my brain is, but I'm like, it's not, in my opinion, the mindfulness that's making them furious. It's like this person's had a lot happening. And I'd say, if anything, the mindfulness is just kind of taking away all those layers of them, like pushing that shit deep down. So I suppose, like, from what you're saying, it would be possible that if this person kept or like made a conscious effort to be more mindful but also meditate, that yeah, they would have that anger, but then they could get past that, and that would be like, that would make them feel more lifted, empowered, and actually because they've faced something as opposed to just continually covering it up.
Exactly. I think in the end you'd be healthier and happier for it, for sure. But the term mindfulness, I don't really like it anymore, just because I feel like it's almost a safe word for meditation, and we're so scared of that being that spiritual woohoo person that we almost dull it down by saying mindfulness, because that word is easily consumed by people. So it's so relevant, especially with the way the world is now and technology and how overpopulated and busy we are as societies and all of the distress that's going on in the world. It's finding that connection to self and that inner peace is so important for mental health and for health in general.
And that with the mindfulness, that would say, I'd say that that's, I agree with that, even though I lean towards more saying mindfulness, because in my mind I feel like, I suppose I haven't earned the privilege of saying that I'm meditating, because in my mind, like, I'm not. In my mind I'm just trying to but there's definitely like a, I suppose, not quite a fear, but a hesitation around saying like I'm trying to meditate, because I feel like I'm not. I know in my head meditation is something that is deserving of like conscious time to give it and respect and whatnot, and in my head mindfulness is just like a really easy thing that I can do by literally sitting in a quiet room for like 2 minutes. So
yeah
I can see why your thoughts around that word are like, it's kind of like a watered down
easy way out.
Yeah, it's kind of like someone who says that they love coffee but all they do is drink Starbucks fraps.
That's right, yeah. That's precisely what I'm thinking.
You're like, well, Jess, you cancel this interview. You're like, no. Okay, so back to my list of questions. But are there any resources that have like really helped you on your journey, like books, podcasts, anything that like people listening to this that are interested could track down or try for themselves?
Yeah, so for me, I had a calling from within. It was something within my intuition that just said, you need to meditate. And there was things going on in my life that logically would point me to meditation, but it was something that was beyond logic. It was, I knew I had to meditate, and I found a guru or a teacher. So someone who I'd done meditation with in the past. So for anyone who's wanting to start meditating and they're unable to really do it on their own because there's distractions or they can't find the right place or the right time, I think if you can find some sort of a class or a group, even a lot of yoga classes do meditation at the end, then that's really going to help you. Because if you're in the right location with the right music and the right people around you, it's going to be a lot easier to actually experience a meditation where you feel that love and that feeling of being connected to your true and authentic self. So that experience, you have to create the moment. I think putting in headphones and lying down on your bedroom floor is going to have nowhere near the same effect as if you go to a quiet place on the beach and put in headphones. So getting that right environment is just as important as the meditation that you're listening to. For guided meditation, you can head over to my podcast. And the reason I created my podcast is because there isn't a lot of free guided meditation. Of course, you can download apps. But if you want something that's free, you can go to my podcast. And just a disclaimer, my audio and recording, I wish it was better. So I'm really hoping it will get better. So please stay with me if you go and listen to it, because it can only get better. But also as well, you can just type into YouTube. If you want free meditation, just type in meditation into YouTube. But there's different sorts of apps, hypnosis apps. And there's an app called Breathe, but you have to pay for that again. So yeah, it depends. If you're wanting to pay, just go into your app store, type in meditation. But if you want something for free, then head over to my podcast or YouTube or, yeah, like I said, find a class. I love repeating myself. I don't know. I say something, I make a point, and then I go back and re-say the point. So,
well, one of my favorite things about that, so I know that I've like talked about Gary V a lot, but he gets – so for anyone that doesn't know, Gary V just is serial entrepreneur but gives like a lot of advice in this whole thing is kindness and empathy, and that's basically how you should run business, yada yada. But he says the same shit all the time, and like he'll go around and do tours and world tours. He speaks with Fortune 500 companies, he goes to universities, he does everything. But he basically says the exact same thing, like always circles back to it. And he says, like, whenever people say, oh, you're like a broken record, you're always saying the same thing, and he's like, well, wouldn't you prefer that I circle back and say the same thing all the time as opposed to changing every 5 minutes? Because this means that for however many years you've been watching me, looking at my content, whatever, I've kind of believed the same thing. So I feel true. Like, yeah, like you circling back to things, it's because it's a real thing. Like it's relevant. You're not just jumping onto the next funny thing that someone wants to hear or see, or like the next trend. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Actually,
good segue, because what is your favorite 90s jam?
Okay, so a couple spring to mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what this is called, but so I'm just gonna have to sing it.
Yep.
A few questions that I have to know. Did you ever love me so? Paid enough attention, or did I not? I'm not crazy, for sure that I done nothing wrong. Yeah.
Do you know that one? Yes. What is that? Hold on. What is the?
Do my head, the alphabet runs right from A to Z. Conversations, hesitations in my mind.
Yes, come on, lyrics. Okay, hold on.
I'm not crazy. Should I Google it?
Yes. I'm trying to. Okay. While you do that, I'm just going to say, I think my favorite 90s jam has to be Bye 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 from NSYNC.
Is that a 90s jam?
God, I hope so. It better not be 2000s, otherwise I'm going to feel old as hell. Once you know the name of that song, let me know as well, and I'll just play a little sneaky sneak.
Okay, it's All Saints, Never Ever.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Whoopsie, sorry. Just dropped the thing.
Oh, I literally searched All Saints in the first thing that came up. All right. Where is it?
A few questions that I need to know.
Tune.
How you could ever hurt me so. I need to know what I've done wrong and how long it's been going on. Was it that I never paid enough attention, or did I not?
I was in a lot of school choirs and we never sung that once, and I feel like that's a missed opportunity.
I also would have to say Notorious B.I.G. So, I love it when you call me Big Papa. What's that called? Just Big Papa?
Probably. God, I say probably. I definitely, someone's going to be listening to this like, of course it's called that, but I'm not good with
it. I think it's called Big Papa.
All right.
And Juicy?
Yeah.
And Juicy by Notorious B.I.G. But the thing is, in the actual 90s, when I was growing up, at the time, it was the Spice Girls and Britney Spears.
Yeah.
So I definitely didn't know anything about hip hop when I was five.
So this was like your, getting well past the 90s and then looking back and being like, yeah, that was.
That's probably like some 90s jams that I like now.
Yeah.
And I don't know where the All Saints came into it. It was on 90s SingStar, so I thought of it first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I found out, so Bye 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 is, it looks like it was put on YouTube 10 years ago, so it would have been like not quite.
The 90s.
But that's crazy because I honestly thought. I really thought in my soul.
What about I'm still Jenny from the Block. Used to have a little, now I have a lot.
God, when was that? I swear that was when, was that high school? Jenny from the Block. So for anyone that just realized that it cut out a little bit, it's telling me to remind you that this is being recorded, Kayla.
Thank you.
All podcasts are recorded. But yeah, for anyone who was listening and was like, what the heck just happened? It just cut out. The Skype lords are not with us today. But yeah, I would say NSYNC is a big early 2000s/90s jam. I remember when Christina Aguilera first like came on the scene and everyone was like, oh my gosh, there's a new singer other than Britney Spears.
I was a big Christina Aguilera fan. So my friend and I created this box and we filled it with Christina Aguilera memorabilia. So we made things like cut different photos out of magazines and made collages and did a shrine basically, and then buried the shoebox in her backyard, and it's still somewhere in the earth, this Christina Aguilera box.
Oh my god, imagine finding that. You're like,
I should contact her.
Yeah, you should go on a mission to find it.
That would be so cool.
That would be.
We actually became blood sisters once. I don't know if I should say that.
Well, you fucking have to say it now.
Did you ever do that with your friends?
No. Wait, I don't think so. What is What is it?
So we watched a lot of witch movies and were obsessed. We actually thought we were witches and we thought we were magic. And you know what? We probably were. Because children have that ability. But we cut ourselves on purpose and rubbed fingers together. So we shared the same blood. And other diseases.
Wow.
Interesting, right? Yeah,
that's a lot. Do you feel like, is there someone that you're still like in?
No, because she doesn't have social media. So, right? It's like you would think that nowadays I would be able to be connected with her, but I have other friends from the time. This is years ago that we were friends. I'm talking about we were five when this was happening. Six. I think we did the blood brother thing at, and I don't know why it's blood sister. It should be blood sister. That was at about five. But then the Christina Aguilera shrine was probably about seven or eight.
Look, by that stage you were in deep.
Yeah. It was a lot going on. But yeah, I see her in photographs of other people on social media occasionally. But anyway. Shannon, if you're listening.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to you. And I do want to reconnect. So yeah. 040. Just joking.
We'll give you some background music for that as well. We can really set the scene. We had a time capsule that we did at school, and the end of year, God, fuck, what year do you in a high school? Yeah. Oh yeah. So at the end of year eight, which is like, intermediate for us. And we buried it like beneath what is now a new building in the school. But I remember we tried to go back maybe like 2 years into high school because one of my friends is moving overseas, and we tried to go back and find this time capsule, and we got driven there in the middle of the night by her dad, who is a cop, in his cop car, and he stood out, he sat in his cop car outside the school as we tried to dig up the school and find this time capsule. And yeah, we didn't, but we did dig up probably like 11 or 12 holes around the school. And then, yeah, her dad was our getaway driver.
That's again, amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. It's definitely one of those stories that we're kind of all like, did that happen? But it did, and to this day, as far as I'm aware, the time capsule is unfound and, yeah, sitting under what is now a new building, so that one won't be discovered for decades and decades and decades and decades if we make it that far.
Well, if you're going to have any sort of getaway car, I think a cop car is probably the best one, especially when you're digging up a school.
Yeah, that would be – I wish I could say his name, but, yeah, that would be – blank blank old mates cop dad. He's involved in a few of those stories. Okay, so
Chief Wiggums.
Yes, god, now he's exposed. Now everyone,
if you're
knows.
Listening, Chief Wiggums.
Okay, so, oh god, I just had the perfect question, it's just disappeared.
Well, just a quick interruption. Imagine if our housemate got home right now. She'd be so unsuspecting and just so innocent and probably think that she was disturbing something and turn around and leave.
She probably would. Oh my gosh, I forgot to say, I gave her the fright of her life. So for anyone listening, our housemate is a amazing, the sweetest angel. She moved here from Korea like only the day before she came to look at the house. Is that correct, Kayla? It was like a day, 2 days?
Yeah, it was the next day she came to look at the house.
Yeah, she's just, the sweetest. But I scared the shit out of her so much so that she slammed herself into the wall the other day. So you'll have to ask her about like how I, so I filled up my water bottle and then was an idiot and left the kitchen but didn't take my water bottle with me. So my water bottle was just sitting on the bench. Our housemate went into the bathroom and I was like, oh yeah. Walked out to get my water bottle, didn't turn on any lights because it was just sitting on the corner of the bench. She didn't realize. I came back just as she was coming out of the bathroom and she caught a glimpse of me out of the corner of her eye and was like, whoa! And like literally turned around and just slammed herself against the wall. And like the look of terror on her face. I almost dropped my water bottle and just like spilt it everywhere because I was just in fucking hysterics. I was like, it's just me, it's okay, I thought you would have seen that I'd come this way. And she was just so shook. So yeah, pray for her. She probably would, if she walked in and you were talking, she'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, and then she'd hear me talking, she'd be like, oh no, and then who knows.
Yeah, at first I had to get over myself because every time she would get scared when I walked into the room, I started to get defensive and say, I'm not that scary. And then I realized, okay, like, get over it.
You just walk out, like, start shaking her by the shoulders, like, look at me.
What are you trying to say, huh?
Oh, yeah, she's good. Oh my God. Okay, so, well. We love, I just found this question again and now it's disappeared. Okay.
Yeah.
So, would you say that you're a hunter or a gatherer?
Ooh, good question, Josh. Hunter or a gatherer? I'm trying to think what that actually means. But also, I want to answer without having context. But right now, I'm just drawing a blank. So, a hunter or a gatherer? So I guess I would say a gatherer, and I don't really know what the definition of both of them. Is there a clear-cut definition or is it just open to interpretation depending on?
Yeah, there's not one here. It's just open to interpretation.
Yeah. Okay, for my interpretation, would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. So my interpretation of a hunter is they – go out after what they want in a very spontaneous act. So they'll go out and they'll fight for what they want almost at random without any thought or method. Whereas a gatherer is they'll gather the things that they've got. I don't know. I actually don't know. Is that really weird?
Yeah.
Okay, what does it actually mean then?
Okay, so the origin of like the hunter and gatherer is obviously like back in the day when humans were just starting out, you had the ones who would go out and get food, and they would go out and they would be like, I suppose, the aggressors is the best way, like, and then you'd have the gatherers that would go and like they would get the berries and they would like pick the herbs, and they would like they were more the defenders or the protectors. So you had like, yeah, the aggressive go out there get it, or are you the like nurturer protector? Oh, well,
yeah, I'm definitely the gatherer, because as much as I do go out when I set my mind to something, I like to accomplish it, but I'm definitely more of an empathetic, compassionate person who gets like quite sensitive to things. So I think I'm a gatherer. Yeah.
Cool. Yes.
Cool, dude.
Oh, fully sick.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It's so cool.
I'm dead. What were you like in high school?
A bitch.
Oh, really? Are you like mean girl or?
Yeah, well, so I loved school, like the learning aspect. Mm. I've always loved school. But I also wanted to be, I made friends with a lot of different people, but it was like if I wasn't friends with someone, I didn't really make time with them. I think I was more so consumed with like looking good and being liked by people that were that I thought were cool. So, yeah. You know, I was really into partying. So I just partied a lot and I rebelled a lot against my parents. But I focused and applied myself at school to some degree. But I often found that I was in more advanced classes than my friends. So in classes, I would make friends with people who I aligned with in that regard. But then my values outside of school and what I wanted to do, I just wanted to party and rebel and everything like that. So my friendship group that I created through that was completely different. So I almost had these two sides to me.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I would find that there would be particular things that I loved at school and that I was just really good at and I did really well at. And then there was other things that I just dismissed because I wanted to go and hang out with my friends. Yeah. So, yeah, I was just a teenager. I was pretty much a regular teenager, but I was definitely more on the rebellious side. I was in that group of people that were experimenting and going out to parties and, you know, wanting to look good and look cool and all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah. So what was one of the subjects that you were like the best at or enjoyed the most?
So I loved drama. I was an A+ student in drama. I love drama. In year 8, I did really well in English. So in year 9, I went into an advanced English class. So we did things like different to all of the other grade 9 English classes and got to read different books. So everyone else was reading, I don't know what book, but we'd be reading To Kill a Mockingbird. So everything we did was just a little bit more advanced. So I found that to be really interesting. I love doing anything like Shakespeare or speeches. If we were doing, I remember in year 9, I did a speech about gay marriage, and that's going on, gosh, that's 13 years ago now. So it was.
Yeah, that is very ahead of.
Yeah, it was way before it was legalized. And I got an A+ with merits, I remember, for that. Anything that was sort of spoken, like a speech or something like that. But yeah, drama, I absolutely love my teacher. I had the same teacher from grade 9 to grade 12. She definitely shaped my high school and film and TV, which I ended up doing a degree on in after school, after I finished school. I majored in film and TV at university. So yeah, I absolutely loved film as well.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Would you take do you think you would ever take your podcast and do like a video version of your podcast, or like do you see the visual side of things being part of what you bring in, or you just kind of like take it as it comes? Or
definitely, I think that's something that I've always wanted to do. I even remember when I first met you, Jess, I told you that I wanted to do a YouTube channel, but video is definitely something that I want to do. My stepbrother actually said to me the other day, you should do YouTube instead of podcast because people would get so much more value from seeing you as well as listening to you.
Yeah.
And I definitely think that that's something that I want to do. I'd love to be able to have interesting content though. So the things that I'm talking about in the podcast at the moment, I don't think would make very interesting videos because it's just me pretty much talking to a microphone, but I think there's so much more value that I can potentially add through videos that could be completely different to the content that I'm doing on my podcast at the moment. So yeah, I'd love to be able to do that because it's always been something that I've seen myself doing ever since I was in high school, you know, over 10 years ago. So yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I remember that when you wanted to do a YouTube channel, but were kind of like not sure where you want to go with it or like what you want it to be about. It's kind of come like full circle, I suppose. Now you've got this thing which is separate currently from YouTube, but could easily translate, whether it like literally translate or just, you know, in the spirit of what it is or the theme of what it is, over into YouTube. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, definitely. I think traveling and making travel vlogs is really interesting and cool, but it's also a really big commitment. I'm going traveling next year in April, and to actually think that you've got to spend that time doing the vlog, filming it, editing it, uploading it, it's not to be discounted. That's pretty much a full-time job, and it is some people's full-time job. So it's like, okay, well, do I want to go and travel and just do whatever the heck I want, or do I want to do my travel and film it at the same time? Which is sort of, if you talk about being mindful and being in the moment, I guess that sort of just it's the opposite, really. If you're filming the moment, you're not really in the moment as much as you could be. So yeah, I don't know.
Well, I reckon that's almost us, but I'm just going to do some quick fire questions.
Yes.
So tell me which of these is more you. I literally Googled get to know me tag. So are you a city or beach person?
Beach.
Sweet or savory?
Savory.
Cat or dog?
Cat.
Adventure or comfort?
Adventure.
Books or movies?
Books.
Nights in or nights out?
Nights in.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
Tea or coffee?
Tea.
Early bird or night owl?
Early bird.
Pizza or pasta?
Pizza.
Europe or Africa?
Europe.
Breakfast or dinner?
Breakfast.
Well, that brings us to the end of the 3am podcast. Is there anything you want to say or plug or leave with, or any inspirational quotes or anything?
I just want to say, Shannon, if you're listening, I want to connect. Christina Aguilera, she's out there. We can find her. Let's get it.
I think you can. So I just need to – hold on. Bear with me. I'm going to – hopefully this sets the right tone. Oh. Shannon.
Shannon. Shannon, if you're out there, give me a chance, Chan. Remember? Me and you, blood sisters.
Blood sisters, Shannon. That means so much more than you could ever believe.
True words, Shannon. Christina Aguilera.
Never forget. All right. Yeah. And that's I told you things get weird here on the 3am podcast, so I'm glad that we're living up to that reputation. With that, so what was your podcast Instagram again, Kayla?
It's at yourworthit.podcast.
Cool. Beans. And
we can post something.
Post just this. I think this is your best promo.
Oh, I'm just going to give up on the meditation and just go, into my phone.
You know what's so weird? There's so many different things people are into nowadays that there's probably someone who can only meditate to that.
Yes.
Like someone who exclusively searches like weird, like wah wah wee wah noises.
Wow, 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 wow. Anyway.
Yeah.
Going downhill very quickly.
Like, if you start downhill, you just never got to get back up and come down. So that's how we do things. But yes, thank you so much for being on the 3 a.m. podcast. I was going to do like an outro after this, but I think I might just get this to be the outro. So I'll say my little end piece as well. Make sure you follow at the 3 a.m. podcast on Instagram. So that is at THE3AM. Podcast. I've never spelt it out before, so I don't know why I felt the need to do it now. And if you want to be part of this podcast, then you can click the link in the description and you can send in a voice message. Feel free to do that. Live your best life. What else? Oh, if you can go to Apple Podcasts and rate and review this podcast, apparently it really helps. Currently a 5-star podcast. Don't want to brag. Do have 3 5-star reviews. So shout out to 3 of you. Really appreciate it. But yes, thank you so much, Kayla, for being on the podcast. And yes, definitely go check out Kayla's content. As I think I said in the intro, Kayla's content's the perfect kind of like cure for having to listen to my bullshit. If I like clog up your brain and you need to actually like get zen and like become a real human again, then you should definitely follow up by listening to her podcast, because that's where the sanity lies. So yeah, thank you for jumping on the podcast, and I'll see you in approximately 1 minute when I leave my room and walk into the lounge.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.